views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hey there, everyone. So great to be here. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and we call it Sheer Alchemy because we can transform through shifting our energy. It is true. It can happen. You've known it. You've seen it. You've experienced it yourself many, many times. And the topic today is really important to get down in terms of experiencing abundance. And this is our sincerest truth and abundance, how they work together. So much of our life is often based on manifesting and creating what we've been shown and demonstrated as what you should want. And there's so many ways to test this out in your own field as far as whether what you're doing and what's showing up in your life are what you want or they aren't. And I often think about, you know, an option of creating a vision board in private and a vision board in a group. And there are things that you might put on there that are true desires within your heart. But in a group, if there's any kind of critical energy present, any kind of energy that maybe doesn't entirely resonate with you, you might not put certain things on there. You might not show up with those desires. And that's how you know that you're living in a little bit of fear of what other people think. So can you imagine then what is happening in your energy field when you do that? When you don't put out there on your board, in your field, out loud, what you truly desire, you are withholding. You are bringing your energy field in. It's sort of compressing in around you. You're not as big and as grand as you truly are. And then while that happens, you stop manifesting the things that you truly desire. But then you beat yourself up for not being happy. So can you see how that works? We often will reach a certain stage in life, you know, in our 20s, in our teens. We have desires, we have passions. They're very much front and center. We get into our 50s and 60s, and we sort of get into this thing we call acceptance, or, you know, this is, you know, allowing, and I don't really need stuff anymore. And that's often, you know, what I might call the generation gap. Every step in our lives is valid. Each point in time where we have had ambition and desires and strong feelings and have powered it out and made things happen. And then we, you know, might get into more of a retired state where we don't push quite the same way. And I'm not making a generalization here. I'm trying to explain the differences in the way our energy field works throughout our life. This doesn't just have to happen. This doesn't just happen when you are aging. It can happen when you've had enough onslaughts on your energy field that you stop wanting. And I can't tell you how many clients I work with who have told me that they just stopped wanting because as a child, either there wasn't anything left, or if they wanted something, it wasn't acceptable to the rest of the family, to the parents primarily. And then they were told where to apply their discipline, that they were to go to good schools and get a job and make money. And slowly the message just, if you can see this funnel, shrinking, 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 coming all the way down to a very fine point, that's how much comes out that's authentic, that's true. So if we're on this path of creating abundance and shifting our energy, what we want to do is take that pinpoint of a funnel and go backwards. Go back to where it was okay to have all those desires, to have that passion, to desire to step into all that you are. So I want to think you to think about some of the things that are showing up for you that maybe you told yourself weren't allowed in your funnel anymore. And also pay attention to where your energy field has shrunk and why. And also observe who's in your life in terms of fully accepting all that you are. And see what your ratio is. Are you on the 70% I'm authentic side, or are you on the 30% I'm authentic side? So this is our show today. How does our sincerest truth, our authenticity, affect our abundance? And the answer is big time. So a couple of things I want to talk about before we get too far into the topic. We are taking calls today, and the number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And I would love it if you guys give me a call in the second and third segments of this show, because I can be good, but not that good. I kind of, you know, can't do this deal in 3 minutes, and I want to be fair to you. I want to do justice to what you're calling about and to honor it the way you are honoring and showing up with your truth. So please don't wait till the end of the show. Now, if you just happen to, you can connect with me later after the show. My website is lesliefontaine.com, LesLieFontaine.com. And you can reach me at 678-665-3366, and I will work with you. But I do respect what you are calling about, that this is no small matter. Just give me enough time to work with you. And if there isn't time, please don't hesitate to call or write me at my website. Back to the topic of authenticity. How do we learn to not put out there what we truly desire? Well, we learn it at a very young age. You know, we're told what's important to us. We're told what to want. We're told what to value. And if we don't want and desire those things, we sort of get shamed. We get that critical look. We get that energy that, you know, lets us know that whatever it is that we think is important is not valued by our tribe that we currently reside in. So as a result, we start to live the values of those around us, right? Why wouldn't you? Because the deepest desire of anyone is to be fully loved, to be appreciated, to be valued, to be praised. And so, you know, I often talk about, you know, someone says jump, you say how high. You know, why do we do that? Because we want to be loved. We want to be appreciated. We want to be seen as a success. Because what does success mean? Success then means love. It all ultimately comes to the deepest core desire. And often that's our deepest core wound, is to be truly loved for who we are. So eventually this becomes a double bind, right? It holds us static on the abundance front. So the handy thing to do would be to blame source and go, well, I tried that. It doesn't work. What doesn't work? Living two sets of values at the same time? True. That does not work. I think we all know that. And here's an experiment. We are not all-or-nothing creatures. There are parts of your life where you are hugely successful. You do it great. You've got it down. It may be in your work world. It may be in your personal life. Wherever it is, you do a great job. And then in another part of your life, not so much. You're kind of not happy. And you're trying really hard to talk yourself into some kind of contentment and just being at peace with it and letting go of your desires. Please don't confuse that with spirituality. That is so not it. That's the part of you that is screaming at you, ready to be awakened. And if you're thinking about that part of you right now, your internal messaging system is coming through loud and clear saying, hey, let's stop covering up this part of us. This is the part of us that wants to come out now, that wants to scream out loud, that wants to live out loud, that wants to have a chance to get a piece of the pie and to not be standing there with our nose pressed to the glass, looking on the other side, wishing we could have, wishing we could be, wishing we could do. So check out some of the double binds within you. And another thing to think about before we go to break, how do you know you have a double bind? A really easy way to test this out is you're in your heart space right now, and there's a desire that you have, and any one of us can come up with this. I hear so many people say they don't know what they want. You do. There's a part of you that truly does. But now in your solar plexus, perhaps, is coming up all the fear and the objections of why you can't have that thing, why you can't step into it, and all the reasons why you haven't until this point. So we're going to come back to this topic. We're going to get down and dirty about your truth, who you are. We're going to dust off that beautiful pearl of the reason that you are here on this planet, and we're going to see how we step into this new place of abundance.
Just do it. Nothing is impossible. Just do it. Yesterday you said tomorrow. Just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
The more often you do it, the more light there will be.
Just do it. Nothing.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Would you like to remember more of your dreams or understand the ones you have? How about leveraging your sleeping hours to create more in your life? Most of us aren't familiar with this powerful aspect of ourselves. Join Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, at her unique Astral Allies Retreat, September 24th through the 27th. This three-night retreat in the Cascade Mountains includes food, lodging, energy healings, free time in nature, and immeasurable spiritual growth. Email lynn@ruintoit.com to register as space is limited.
Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Nothing is impossible. Just do it. Yesterday you said tomorrow. Just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
The more often you do it,
Oh, I love that. I love it. Just do it. Whatever it is for you today, I am giving you full permission to do whatever is showing up for you. This is Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, and if it's to make yourself a fudge sundae, or it is to go climb a mountain, or it is to do something that is meaningful to you, sing a song, it doesn't matter. Just connect with that part of you that gives you joy. You know, I was working with an Australia client, 2 a.m. my time this morning, and you know, it's just amazing how we can shut ourselves down from our truth. And we do this so effectively, so efficiently. I can't even tell you how fast we are at shutting down a truth in a sub-second period. Just incredible. So we want to talk about that part of us today. This is Sheer Alchemy. This is a transformation show. We are going to bring in the Ascended Masters and Archangels, which I'm going to bring in right now, because we want to sense the difference in terms of what is possible to create in the multiple dimensions of our energy field and beyond our energy field. We really need to get a sense of the truth of where we feel so limited, so small, so tiny, so incapable, so unable to step into us. I want you to understand that this is a big part where your inner child comes in with a lot of fear, saying, no, we better not go there, we better not do this, we better not try that, we better not touch, feel, taste. My God, our senses have become numbed. So when we're wanting our spiritual gifts to come alive, clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance, when we're wanting to channel and bring in the masters, is this just a nice to have? Is this just a little perk of your spiritual life? Or do you really want to step into some empowerment with this? Do you really want to bring this in? Because what I find 9 times out of 10 when I'm working with anyone is that we will get the guidance, we'll get the channeling, we'll get the clairvoyance, and the response is, yeah, well, but I can't do that. Or, no, it doesn't seem like it's the right time. No. So we want to get to the core of the objections. We want to look at what's showing up. And so much right now is coming up in my solar plexus, and I am going to guess in yours. So that's where we are digging our heels in, saying what we can and can't do. So back to Sheer Alchemy, back to transformation. Are you game? Are you wanting to do this deal? If you want to call in today, the number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And if you've got some questions about this part of you that's, you know, been hidden for a while and you're ready to come out, please write me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com or call at 678-665-3366. I am about to be hitting the road again, going to Durango, Colorado for the Whole Life Expo Saturday and Sunday of this week. And then I'll be heading to London, and we'll be working with my clients there, doing some awesome events, meditations, classes, and private sessions. So don't hesitate to look me up. If you're feeling stuck with what you're doing and what you're attempting to do, I really encourage you to get a couple of my MP3 teachings and clearing meditations. If you really need some help and some big guns to come in, these are the CDs to get, or the MP3s. One I call Transcending the Challenge of Discouragement. And I call it that because sometimes we're so stuck and we're so passive and we're lying down, not moving. And we think that we just can't make it happen. We don't look like those people that can power it out and go do CrossFit and all that kind of stuff. And that's just, again, a metaphor, but basically spiritual CrossFit. Why don't we call it that? So this is where I bring in the masters, the archangels, and I shift you first. And then as you shift with the masters, then you begin to join in. Then you begin to participate. Then you begin to get your voice back. And I'm getting a lot in my throat space now regarding some of you that are afraid even to tell anyone your truth. Oh my gosh, do you feel how devastatingly sad that is? It's so sad. you know, when we step into maybe 10% of all that we are, and we often hear that, you know, maybe we use 10% of our brain power, I can share with you that we are using 10% of our spiritual power. It's so true. It's so true. We're in a time where the emotional body is very heavy. Some of us are further along in releasing some of the traumas in the emotional body, some of the heavy energies there. So we're so guided by that. Some of the rest of us, we're in our mental body where we're justifying, explaining, and making sure we have an argument or explanation for anyone that might object. These are all things that are like fighting ghosts, okay? We're just, imagine yourself punching air. That is what you're doing when you live in your emotional body or your mental body. You're fighting things that just aren't even you. So many of us are carrying our ancestral line. We're carrying our long legacies of emotional pain in the family. If many, many empaths that I work with, they are carrying the burdens of their families emotionally, and it's affecting them physically. So all we have to do today is say, I'm ready to shift. One thing when we let go of the emotional burden of the family is that we're not hurting them. They may not look pretty once we release their emotions back to them and we hand back all their responsibilities to their own field. We're going to let them take it on. They may look like they struggle a bit, but this then allows you to step into you. So which part of you is excusing yourself from being fully functional by taking care of others? And there's a lot to that, right? Let's be honest with ourselves today. Let's not be afraid of our truth. There's no condemnation, no judgment, no harshness in any of this, not being critical at all. But when something is surfacing in your heart space right now that you want to do, and you're immediately sensing a parental voice, or you're sensing a work voice, or your cultural voice, or everything that you learned, you feel like you'd be throwing out the window, and you'd become, you know, no longer the successful powerhouse that you are. You're just going to just let it all fall apart. That's when you know this part of you is ready to surface, ready to come to life. This is your sole purpose. So let's bring in your higher self now. Let's bring in your truth. So many of you are just really getting a lot around your throat space and your high heart. Your high heart is your sense of purpose. You know, no matter how old you get, your high heart, your purpose, your truth, is never going to go away. It doesn't matter if you don't start till you're 60 or 70 or 80. There's no time limit. These are all arbitrary in our world. You know, we assign these arbitrary lines of demarcation. We even assign arbitrary values. You know, what is important to you? Is it having a house? Is it having a job? Is it being near family? Is it operating in a certain kind of energy, the way you show up with friends and people? Is it the impression that you make for others? What really matters to you? That is what you're drawing in. So if you are resonating with things that you don't care about, then what you don't care about is showing up. If you have a wall up around your heart and are not allowing anyone to truly know you because you're ashamed of it, that is what is being projected. The shame in your heart is being projected, and you're drawing in more of the same. So if a desire for abundance is the truth in your relationships, or the truth in your job, or your skill sets, you know, so often we say, well, my boss won't let me, my partner won't let me, I can't, I'm not sure, all that kind of stuff. You want to trace it all the way through. And believe me, it is not going to end with the current situation. You're going to find that the string goes all the way back to some original experiences, either as a child or even in past lifetimes. If you have some super extreme reactions, very emotional, very resistant reactions to some things or to certain energies, often that's a past lifetime connection. So surface this stuff up. Be brave today. Be powerful today. You can be powerful just in your own mind. Did you know that? I'm just sitting in this chair right now, and I can bring in the masters, source energy, my higher self, the light beings, all the angelic collection of those that support me and work with me. And I can be shifting my energy just sitting right here. And we're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about a 2-minute energy experiment when we come back. So if you're interested in working on any particular area of your life today, the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. 800-288-2819, and we'll be back.
Today you said tomorrow, just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
The more often you do it, the more like there will be.
Just do it. Nothing is impossible.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic disease. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You got what it takes, you can win. Today is your day to begin. Don't give up here, don't you quit. The moment is now, this is it. I know that you can, then you will. Get to the top of the hill. Part of the fun is the climb.
Hey, there we are. Can you imagine saying part of the fun is the climb? This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, and we are talking about how your sincerest truth is the essence to your abundance. There are parts of you where you are living in your truth. You really are. You are authentic. You feel it. You know how it feels. There are other parts of you where you can feel sort of that uneasiness, that objection, that withholding. I sometimes experience it as almost like a wall of resistance. It's like a thin veil. You ever have that feeling? It's over your heart. So it's almost as if we go, you know, I don't want anyone to get too close to the pain. I don't want to even feel it myself. And that is a learned experience, because when we were young and we were told we couldn't have what we wanted to have, it was painful. It hurt badly. It was heartbreaking, okay? So, you know, why beat ourselves up over something that is honestly core to why we're here? We're here to express our greatest truth. We're here to be who we are. We're not a mistake. Yes, we came through our families. Yes, we've been born into our cultures and society. But now here we are, and we're clearing these heavy, heavy energies that do not match the essence of who we are. I don't totally understand why we have to go through some of these patterns and the shifting. I don't get it all, but I do know that every time I shift through something, it is a massive gift for me, and it's a massive gift for a lot of people that I work with. So you be that gift today. All right. Benny, it looks like we've got a call.
Yeah, we'll travel over to Kirkland. We have Sue calling in. Sue, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, Sue.
Hi there.
Hi.
You were talking about being affected as an empath from family issues and the world in general, and wanted to know how to, because I feel like I feel the collective as well as the responsibility for my family, and just wanted to know how to gather my own energy.
Right. So Sue, you know, if I dialogue back and forth with you, the connection is kind of hard right now. Just want to let you know that so that if you are driving, you can pull over or whatever. Otherwise, I'm going to talk, and hopefully this works just for the show, but I'd love to talk to you afterwards as well. So you have asked a very loaded question, big time. There's a few things. One is there's some areas that you're experiencing the truth of who you are. The message is coming through. Your heart space is really, really very open and very vulnerable feeling. And you've got a little objection in your solar plexus. And a lot of it is, if I step into my truth, am I abandoning others? Am I not taking care of others the way I'm supposed to? You have a lot of love lessons that you've learned in life, in terms of this is what love is, I need to carry a lot of other people's burdens. And there's another part of you that is stepping into a higher form of love, which is unconditional love. And unconditional love doesn't bail everyone out, doesn't save everyone. All right? So there's that aspect, and I'd love to, you know, talk with you some more about that. Another piece you brought up is, can you protect your field? And as an empath, it is critical to learn how to protect your field. You must learn how to put on protection, whether it's the pearlescent gold bubble of protection, bringing in Archangel Michael, clearing out the energies of people that can fling cords and contracts at you from afar and even right in front of your face at work or in the family. So we've got that piece. And that is something that takes a little time to learn how to protect. And the reason it's important is that sometimes it can just really knock us out, exhaust us. You know, it's like a chronic fatigue sometime for some of us to be so weary and so tired. The third thing I heard you bring up is the collective. And I love that you brought up the collective. I do a lot of collective work, and clearly you do, and I am just resonating all over with you. But I'd like you to understand something. Even with our work in the astrals, even with our work in the physical, we can control our energy, all right? So you do not need to be on 24/7. This is really an important lesson for a lot of people that are stepping into higher dimensional work. We are in charge of our own energy field. And this is another big part of the disempowerment lessons that we're letting go of, okay? So you are shifting out of giving away everything, giving away your time, giving away the helpfulness and the support to others, which in some ways is enabling. And so they're coming through right now for you, Sue, just going, you know where you are enabling because people are lazy, right? Some people are just plain lazy. They don't want to do their own work. And there's a greater path that you're stepping onto that requires you to use more of your own energy. So I want you to think about those things. And like I said, you know, I'd love to work with you later, but does some of this resonate with you?
All of it resonates with me because I do feel like I'm trying to set boundaries, like I can't figure it out for you all,
correct,
for everyone. And I do feel like I'm stepping into a new path here in the future, and finishing unfinished business to open up a new opportunity. And so everything that you said does resonate.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in Kuan Yin, because she's really showing up for you right now. And we want to close out some of these toxic karmic patterns for you that you no longer need to fulfill. You have been a handmaiden from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. You have been so generous and loving. And you know, I don't want to say we're coming into a time of tough love. It's not that so much. But you have a pretty big mission, Sue, and I know that that resonates with you. And so initially, we have to make room for it, right? If you buy a new car, you have to, you know, make space in the garage or wherever you're going to store it. So it's the same thing with our energy field. We have to make room for this. Otherwise, you're going so long, so hard. Your adrenals are totally worn out. And bringing in the higher vibrational energies is tiring. It is really, I can't even explain enough to people, and I think you understand it, but when you're integrating these levels of energy, it takes a bit out of you. So giving away everything you have does not do service. And you do have some people in your life and some energies in your life. It's time for them to grow up. And there's a loving way to do it, right? You know, it's not like we're just going, well, enough of you, I'm not supporting you anymore. No. But there is a part where you hand their energy back to them. And I like to give people the example of imagining a coil that they hand back to someone else, this long cord, this long agreement, and gently, lovingly handing it back to them. So let's end that pattern. Let's bring it into completion. And let's transmute some of those negative energies that have sort of held you back. And just really honor your gift, Sue. You're just a really beautiful presence, and not everybody recognizes it, but some of us, you know, we're surrounded by those that don't recognize us, and there's some purpose in all that as well, isn't there?
Yes, and is there a way for me to continue to interact with you at a later time?
Absolutely. You can call me, 678-665-3366. You can go to my website, reach out to me. It has all my email information at LeslieFontaine.com. That's FONTEYNE.com. And I do sessions with people all the time. Was doing a session at 2 in the morning for Australia today. So I'm always working with people who are stepping into more. And we're going to go into your field and into your past lifetime, your ancestral line, and clear stuff out. But absolutely would love to work with you.
That would be wonderful.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for sharing what you do, and also on the bigger scale, thank you for being who you are.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, that was wonderful. I so appreciate Sue calling us and sharing, you know, her path, and I am certain that it resonates with a lot of you. So many of you write me and let me know what you're doing to step onto this path. It is hard to let go of some old behaviors, to let go of some old energies. But as you do, and as you step into the newness of your own true self, you begin to feel this bubbling excitement. So don't you feel it? So go into your heart space right now. I talked about this 2-minute experiment. So here goes. All right. I was talking to my client about this morning, which is right now I want you to really open your heart space, and I want you to get clear on one of your heart's desires. I want you to really feel who you are and how precious you are. And I want you to notice how some of the objections are coming up in your second and in your third. These are your power center and your need for security or desire for security. I want you to notice some of the energies that start to show up that feel a little critical. And I want you to see yourself pushing your arms out, figuratively or even physically, and just expanding the space that you stand in right now. So some of you are really expanding in your first, which is your center of survival, and on the other side, abundance. Some of you are feeling the energies coming in your back door. You got some people that like to rent space in your field. And I want you to really hold this space and let whatever shows up, show up, negative, positive, whatever. And I want you to feel your heart reaching out, just really expanding maybe a foot out of your chest. And it may be a bit emotional right now. We're bringing in the masters, the archangels. Going into your third right now, this is your power center. And just talk to your power center and just go release those objections. Let them go. And out of this place in your heart, I want you to draw in the love, the abundance, the mentors, the teachers, your passions, your hobbies, your new career, your partnerships, the support structure that you want to have that's aligned with your joy. I want you to stick with this for 2 minutes. I'm going to wrap this up so that we can go to break, but I'd like you to stay with this if you can during the break, and I'd like you to notice how long 2 minutes is. It's amazing, but if you do this every day, you are going to have a shift in your field towards your own abundance. So when we come back, we're going to talk some more about that, but this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy.
Day, and nothing can stand in your way. Today is your day. Everything's going your way.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within. And how did the two-minute experiment go? How did that feel for you? How was that? If you do this every day and even expand it to 3 minutes, even expand it to your drive to work or, you know, some period where you're waiting in a carpool lane, it is amazing what we can do. Don't be alarmed by the objection that you feel in your field, like you should be doing something else. How is this working? Is anything really happening? Energy is not seen, but that's where it all begins. That's where it all begins. So start with things that are small or go big if you like, but let yourself really hang out with that experience. I guarantee you, you are going to notice a shift for yourself and for others. If your desire is for other people to approve of you first, to love you first, to support you first, then that is an issue that you need to work on, because that's a core love issue. That's a wound issue where we want to go into that and go, why do I need someone else to appreciate me first? I can't emphasize enough how disempowered we were as children, how so much of our desires and initiative were clipped, literally, and we almost became these powerless victims. So to reclaim our power is a tall order for some of us. But listen, you're on the path. Enjoy the little things that start to happen for you. And you don't need someone else to validate this for you. Validate it for yourself and go, wow, look what just showed up for me. Look what just came in for me. So you are totally on the path. And if you'd like to talk some more about that two-minute experiment, don't hesitate to call. I'd like to talk about what it's like to work with me and what you can experience in a session or in any of my classes or when I show up to speak. So when I'm working with you one-on-one, and I have several clients that I do one-on-one work, we're working on transformation. So there's desires you have, things that are showing up, but that's not all there is, right? There's a part of you that wants to step into your greatness, into your power, into all that you are, and there's some energies that have hooks into you that sort of hold you back. That's where I come in and help you clear those out. Now, it sounds straightforward, but often we have agreements with these hooks that we don't want to let go of, because if we let go of them, who will we be then? What will it feel like to be us without that hook, without that job, without that energy around us all the time? We start to have to own it. This is where our inner child freaks out. So I want to work with you and help you through some of this. You wouldn't be calling me or reaching out to me or feel guided to come to me unless it was time for you to be stepping into this. I talk often about, you know, getting the 4 books on setting goals and intentions and law of attraction, and we do the 12 steps and we stop at the same one every time and we go, this stuff doesn't work, it's not working for me, what's wrong, et cetera, et cetera. That's where I come in, because this is an energetic block, whether it's in your ancestral line, your past lifetimes. This is where I help you, and we continue to work with you through your goal. Your goal is important to you. It's not there by mistake. It's not an accident. It really is there for you to fulfill, because others are going to be affected by you too. I talk often about having a badge that allows you into a corporate building, a corporate environment. You don't have that badge by accident. You've been given access because of the light that you carry. So don't trivialize who you are and what you are based on some worldly values that others have put on you. You are important in this world. You matter. You are carrying a light vibration that brings hope and love to the world. And like Sue, who's doing collective work, which means that there's larger areas where we are providing service, whether we're sending energy and doing some work, you know, in other countries, and there's certainly some challenges in the rest of the world going on right now, or we're doing it within our towns or within our buildings or within the female collective or male collective, whatever it is that we're working on, your job is important. So keeping your energy high is important. If you meet and run into people or even live with people whose effect on your energy is to cause you to shrink down, to become small, to not be as grand as you are, they are taking away the service that you offer. So I want you to ask yourself how long you'd like to hold on to the agreement or the requirement to be around that kind of energy. I'd put it on an energy diet, because if you're listening to me today, again, you have a purpose in this world, you're bearing the light, and you don't want that light shrunk down. It kind of be like a doctor that shows up in a hospital room and suddenly he has no hands and he says, I can't do any work here. That's what it's like when someone diminishes your light. You are doing work for the world. We're in a huge, huge shift in the world right now. There is a lot that is happening and you can kind of see it. There's a lot of explosiveness. There's a lot of intensity. Some of us are getting excessively tired because we're processing huge amounts of energy and we're being almost compelled to release other energies that are just too much for us to carry anymore. We can't do the work for everyone else anymore. So if you're recognizing that and this resonates with you, today's your day. This is the time to begin to shift. And as I've explained so many times before, when we shift our energy and we turn into the new direction, we haven't even left the room yet. We haven't gotten out of our chair yet. You are doing this energetically first, and then sending your energy in that direction, and then drawing in those things that are in agreement with you. So intuitive ideas, partnerships, companions, teachers are showing up for you, business partners that are part of you shifting in to the purpose for which you are here. Very important not to miss the messaging, the information that's showing up for you. And if you don't feel you've got the courage today to step into the truth that's being revealed to you, at least write it down. And also write down the objections that are showing up. So often, we can hear the voice that's associated with the objection. And we may start explaining to ourselves, but I should love my mother, I should love my children, I should love my husband or wife, whatever it is. That doesn't matter. You are not ever removing love from anyone, but you are releasing the hooks, you are releasing the cords, you are upgrading your contracts, because who you are is supremely important today. Can't emphasize that enough. I hope you'll let me work with you. I also have some classes that I'm teaching, and you can check out those classes on my website. Again, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. You can find me at LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. And if there's anything that came up for you that you weren't able to call into on this radio show today, don't hesitate to reach out to me at 678-665-3366. I honor the work that you do. I support you in all that you are. And I want today for you to look at this day as an opportunity to support who you are yourself.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
Thank you.